This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring, The Darkening of Mirkwood Campaign. Session 1, Blood in the Waters.
Hey folks, welcome to the inaugural episode of the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Cast. This is Brian. I'll get out of the way here in a few moments and let the game recommence briefly, but I just wanted to add a few notes at the top of the show. Be warned, this session has been edited for content, but not as much as a regular show, the Chippewa Valley Geek Podcast and Rhythm and Blues Review. You're going to hear a lot more uhs and ums and okay and you know than you're used to from us. Also, unlike the regular show, which we strive to maintain at a strict PG-13 rating, there's been no real effort to edit language or some of the more grown-up humor going on here, so I'd say this cast is likely rated R more often than not going forward. This episode is our inaugural session of the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign for the One Ring by Cubicle 7. If you're unfamiliar with this game entirely, you can check the show notes for a link out to a What's Geeking Me Now game review I wrote back in 2013, giving an overview of it. This game should be running roughly every 6 weeks. As we start new campaigns in our other weeks, we'll try to get those out as well. So hopefully, ultimately, we'll be getting new episodes of the show out every 2 weeks, roughly, with the odd special episode dropping every now and then with a one-shot or a special project. This particular session is a little shorter than we would normally play, since we spent the first half of that particular night doing group character creation. We're still very much learning the rules for this as we go along, so please go easy on us. We range from those at the table with no experience with this game whatsoever to those like myself who have played in a couple of one-shots over the years, but even then, we're a bit rusty on parts of how combat or journeys work at times, and have next to no experience with some of the greater campaign mechanics like the Fellowship phases or Shadow and Corruption. But we'll learn as we go along, and we'll stumble through in the meantime. Now, a few words about the dice mechanic that might be confusing to those not familiar with the game. Let me just clear that up right away. Every check a player makes, he or she rolls a feat die, which is basically a D12, as you would know it. It's numbered 1 through 10, and two of the faces have symbols. One has the Eye of Sauron, one has the Gandalf rune. They're trying to hit a target number based on the difficulty of the task. The average target number is 14. It'll go up to higher numbers if it's a harder task, or lower if it's an easier task. Now, the Gandalf rune, if that comes up for the player, that means an automatic success, no matter what the number adds up to. The Eye of Sauron means zero, and can also mean other worse things under certain circumstances. Now, in addition to the feat die, which gets rolled every time, for every rank in a particular common or combat skill that a player's character has, that player can also roll a success die, which is a d6 that gets rolled alongside. That number gets added to the number on the feat die to try to hit the target. That's how you can get up to a 14 without having to rely on the Gandalf rune. These d6s have little runes on them as well, called Tengwar runes, on the 6. If the player succeeds in hitting the target number and gets one Tengwar rune, or a 6 on one of the success dice, that makes a regular success. It turns into a great success. If that player gets two or more, that turns it into an extraordinary success, so that can create higher levels of accomplishing things, sort of your crit, if you will. Also worth noting, for the Lore Master, the Gandalf rune and the Eye of Sauron are flipped. For the Lore Master, the Eye of Sauron automatically succeeds, and the Gandalf rune counts as zero. Anyway, let's get into it, and I will shut up. Thank you.
My name is Brian. I am the Lore Master for this Darkening of Mirkwood campaign. So let's go around, and which way should we start? Let's start with Andrew. What's your name, Andrew?
I'm Carl Huffingtoe. I'm playing a halfling.
What's your background and a couple of your identifying features?
Well, you see, my father always owned this barber shop, but I just don't do feet. So I had to get away and try to sort of get over that fear, maybe one day if I can get enough recognition, I can head back to the Shire and redeem my name. But right now, they don't really like me there as much.
Okay. What are your long-term goals, aspirations, dreams? How do you want to retire?
How do I want to retire? I want to live comfortably. I want to bring shoes to the Shire. I know they're not that big a fan of footwear, but I think it's been a great benefit to society elsewhere, and I think they should have an open mind and give it a shot.
Maybe we should have started going the other way around the table first. All right. The year is 2946 Third Age, 5 years after death of Smaug and the Battle of the Five Armies. You are headed to Dale for the first gathering of the Five Armies reunion.
Yes, I am.
Why?
It's been tough on my own. There's been nobody really to look after me. It's hard to get a room when you're all by yourself and people think you're a kid. And so I think spirits are going to be high, and I might be able to make a friend or two.
Okay. Big party. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be people there.
All right. Should we leave you alone?
If you want.
Okay.
It's up to you. Do you want to leave me alone?
Kind of. Yeah. Let's move along then.
So. I am Dravion Silverwing, one of the elves of Mirkwood. My background, my father, I have a musical legacy. My father was renowned as a minstrel, a traveling minstrel that went from burg to burg entertaining the locals. And while I too am fair of voice, I found that my particular use of voice was much better in, not so much in lyrical terms, certainly not musical terms, but that my voice could be used in a lyrical manner to affect people's judgment. However, I also, as I aged, I found that there were dark forces moving in the world, unbeknownst to many of the people who were being affected by it. And so my calling was that of a warden, because I want to protect people who don't necessarily realize they need protection. And that's my goal, which is kind of counterintuitive for someone with my background.
Where do you see yourself in 30 years?
Well, I'll probably have been killed trying to protect Carl, is what I'm thinking. But if that doesn't happen, with any luck, if my family will still have me, I'd like to return to my roots and return to the village that I grew up in. I have very modest goals.
And why are you traveling to the Gathering of the Five Armies?
Simply because, based on the history, I think that someone needs to be vigilant to make sure that things don't go awry in such a gathering.
So they will.
Well, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you never say that.
I'm the Lord Master. I can say it all I want. What was your background that you picked?
Musical legacy?
Musical legacy, okay. All right, on to Nick. What's your name, Nick?
I am Denethor Lightbow. Yes, I also am a
stinky elf.
I also am a elf of work, Mirkwood. My background is a Dilshan defender. I spent many years slaughtering orcs by the thousands as they encroached upon the Mirkwood. But I've also always had a strong bent towards scholarship and lore and just information, like hidden secrets in general. So I've kind of recently decided to move away from defending just the Mirkwood and kind of venture out and try and find hidden places, secrets. Because especially with the incursion of dwarves back into the realm, I've seen how much lore has been lost. And I feel it's my duty to recover this lore and protect it from being lost again.
Where do you see yourself in 30 years?
Probably deep in some dusty dungeon, trying to recover a tome of great value.
What do you want to get out of that in terms of when you retire someday?
Probably start a library, educate people all over so that they don't sink in the stupidity and ignominy ever again.
Okay, so you took the scholar call.
Yes. Okay.
Why are you coming to the Gathering of the Five Armies?
To search for rumors of any kind of ruins or lost lore.
Networking. Sir!
Hey, I am Mike. My character is a woodman of the Wilderland, who is known to everyone outside of his immediate clan only as the Boar Slayer. Because we don't tell anyone our first names. Mm. Or our last names, or our credit card numbers. We don't use email.
Can I get the last four at least?
No.
Okay.
Just Boar Slayer.
Boar Slayer.
Boar for you. You can just call him.
I grew up near or in the settlement of Roscobel, studied at the knee of Radagast the Brown, participated remotely in the Battle of Five Armies, although I was really too young. Since that time, I've basically patrolling my little patch of Mirkwood, trying to keep it free of the nastier elements and making it safe for clan and passersby, so my calling is a warden. And I'm coming to the 5-year reunion and barbecue, basically escorting others to it. So, I mean, I have some interest in it myself, but main reason for coming is providing safe passage for others.
You were hired as a bodyguard of a caravan?
Well, I have an obligation to do that.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to get out of life? How do you see yourself dying, ideally?
Ideally?
Sure.
Hopefully with glory, like my father did under the boots of 1,000 orcs.
So fat and happy and dead surrounded by grandchildren, not on the cards for you?
Yeah, well, you know, we don't live that long, and I'm already pushing 30, so I don't think I'm going to see 30 more years.
We shall see. That's a reference to the Rankin Bass, Return of the King, for any listening out there. Okay. Sir.
All right. My name is Jack. I am playing Brand, son of Gorm, of the Bardings, otherwise known as the Men of Dale.
Okay. What's your background?
My father was a trader at Lake Town, and I spent far too much time getting incredibly bored watching him trade fish for pipeweed or what have you. Now, since Smaug is no longer, I was helping the dwarves try and find all of the nooks and crannies that were in the old town of Dale as well as near the mountain. My time with that is now over, and I think that there's a lot more nooks, crannies, and caves that are hiding wonderments that I can possibly use to my advantage, or possibly further our knowledge of days past.
Okay. What are your long-term goals and dreams?
To find a ruby as big as my head.
You guys are all such a bunch of mercenaries, man. Nobody wants a quiet family life when they reach the library.
Yeah, my mother wants me to have a nice, quiet family life. My mother wants me having a nice, quiet family life, but my character's 20. He doesn't want to settle down yet.
So you actually live in Dale. The gathering of the five armies is going to be outside Dale. What made you come down to Lake Town?
I'm here at the behest of my dad.
Yeah.
He needed someone to help him with the trading, and as seeing as I learned it basically since I could toddle along after him, it seems that I'm the best one for the job. Plus, being someone who knows his way around a sword never hurts either.
Fair enough.
What's the time setting? Is this
5 years?
5 years after the battle, though, which is 6 years before the events of the Lord of the Rings. So
okay.
I got plenty of time to fuck with you guys. Just for the record. Okay, so you've all arrived in Esgaroth, which is Lake Town. It's maybe a week before. Does anyone want to take time out and roleplay an archery contest?
Our bowman. Oh, right. This should be entertaining.
Well, we'll go with the majority on that one. I can always work it in later. We spent so long with character creation tonight, I don't want to suddenly take a timeout.
What do I get when I win the archery contest? Let's focus on that.
I got a satisfaction.
I got hope to spend.
I wasn't voting against it, I just wasn't going to participate in it.
Okay.
Right.
Gathering the Five Armies is at the end of November. This would be the first one on the 5th anniversary. Lake Town, as you locals know, on every anniversary of the death of Smaug, which would be the day of the Black Arrow, the 1st of November, has its own party, which involves an archery competition. Mm-hmm. So you guys have gathered in Esgaroth. You two are going to take a shot?
Sure.
Okay.
Long live King
Yeah.
Held in honor of Bard the Dragon Slayer.
They have a loner bowl for you?
Me King.
The contest attracts dozens of bowmen from all over the region. By the way, we're all male characters?
Yes. What a bunch of wusses.
As far as I can tell.
Two elves, I guess.
Is there a children's archery contest?
We'll cut down my skirt and find out.
Oh.
The peewee shoot. Right next to the big grown-up one.
Yeah.
I could see a critical failure going terrible there.
Elves from the Woodland Realm have mostly abstained from taking part in the contest, seemingly out of respect for the king, who was said to hold in contempt such fruitless trifles. So you're a rebel.
Yes.
Your ball's out.
Okay. I must experience all that this land has to offer, that I can learn about it.
Yes, he's balls out. Tidy, you should hold.
All right. There are three different rounds. An open wreath shoot, an open wand shoot, and an open ring shoot, reserved to the winner of the two open competitions. and two representatives of the Bowman's Guild of Esgaroth and the Royal Archers of Dale. All archery butts are set up beyond the bridge upon the shores of the Long Lake, as there are no areas in Lake Town that allow for shooting at range. All right. Please stand by. The reshoot opens the Day of the Black Arrow Contest. It's played in two rounds. What's your archery rating?
My bow rating?
Yes.
Three.
You?
One.
The first round you are presented with, you are aiming at a wreath decorated with vines and flowers nailed to a wide wooden board. After the first round of shooting, the target is moved to a greater distance. You need to shoot your arrows inside the circle inscribed within the wreath, or at least hit the wreath itself. Two of you can give me a shooting roll with your bow.
All right.
Your first round target number is a 16. You have missed. Andrew has missed.
Yes.
Carl.
Carl steps up, whipping the crowd into a cheer. And tries to show off and shoot over his shoulder. Doesn't even get close.
Does a 23 make it?
A 23 does beat a 16, yes. The crowd huzzas as the elf showing remarkable individuality for such a race steps into the fray and pins the arrow in the middle of the wreath.
And the cheering of the crowd drowns out the yelping
your
of the
arrow
dog.
Hits the wreath. Okay? So take 1 point.
What now?
Your arrow hit the wreath, so you get 1 point from the first round. Okay?
Okay.
The target is then moved to a greater distance. You may take another shot. You
am
know
I,
what?
I am don't... I supposed to be adding anything else to these?
Like... No.
Okay.
You probably shouldn't, but I'll let you roll one anyway, just for
oops and giggles. My way back in line.
Yeah.
Before they notice. I have to go now.
Yes. What's that? Eye of Sauron?
Gandalf.
Oh, Gandalf rune. Automatic success. You hit the wreath on your second shot. You may give yourself 1 point. Shockingly.
This is easy.
The target number this time is 18.
Nope. 14.
All right. So you each get 1 point. Interesting.
Very entertaining.
I see this is going to be a good contest.
Okay, from there you proceed to the wand shoots. The contestants shoot at a wand, a straight branch stripped of bark, measuring between 2 to 4 inches in width. You are again given two rounds. But this time, if you fail to hit the first round, you must stop. Okay? Although you would keep your points. So go ahead and roll your checks, sir.
Wowza.
Target number is 18.
I think you just took off one of your toes.
Nope. I got 7.
The halfling gets bumped.
Oh!
I'm
getting Esgaroth here.
All right.
Looks like he got sold short.
Oh!
What about the graceful elf?
Gandalf.
No? Gandalf. Oh, Gandalf. On the nose, yes. Yes, Gandalf rune. Auto succeed.
And?
Oh, what is this?
Oh, and a great success.
Hmm.
Do you need the Gandalf rune to get a great success?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think you do need to succeed, so the numbers would still have to end. 2 points on a great success. The arrow hits but glances off the wand.
Ooh.
And you, sir, may get another shot. So you have 3 points total. Target number 18.
That's going to be 21 and a great success.
You glance off it again. Another 2 points, sir. The crowd is going batshit crazy for this black sheep elf.
It's a ringer.
How many metaphors can I cram into one sentence?
An elf in an archery contest. Wow.
The fix is in!
Who the fuck it?
However, there is competition.
Uh-oh.
I'd say there's about 30 other contestants in the open rounds.
Are there any other halflings?
No. You're a freak!
Freak!
Just to get your hope off that. Okay, so the first round was the wreath shoot.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Somebody scored 5 points in the wreath shoot. So I scored 5 points in the wreath shoot and 4 points in the wand shoot. You are ignominiously humbled.
Apparently.
As... let it go, let it go. You are ignominiously humbled as something humbling happens. A commoner who is also a girl, Frida, daughter of Finulf, takes the open rounds and moves on to the ring chute while you are both hastily shown to the exits. Do the rest of you have any comment on this sad, sad display that you have witnessed here?
I can't get any more dice for this. I don't know what you want from me.
You're an elf.
You were shooting against 30, numbers. So we can move on. You guys are, I assume, going to be bitter enough not to stay to watch the ring shoot. So.
Oh, yes.
So are there more than one ring, or is it just one ring?
Was that ring shoot? That's like the reference to the title?
I was waiting for Jack to come out with that, but since he didn't.
No, but you do notice
I have
a strange
sometimes.
Man dressed in white with long white hair and robes kind of sniffing at the ring. You guys have a pre-dawn ferry ticket to take you from Esgaroth, which is Lake Town, across the shore of Long Lake to the Dragon's Head Inn on the northern shore of the Long Lake. It serves as a guest house and ferry station on the way to Dale and the Lonely Mountain. So you all meet and introduce yourselves along with you.
Oh, man, these red-eye fairies.
No. No.
Man.
No.
Yes. 30 years of The Voice.
Salty. Salty?
God damn it.
Man, these things sure are a drag.
We could always drag some higher
in the morning.
There are two ferrymen using long setting poles to move a flat bottom boat along the coastline.
Flat bottom boats, you make.
There are five of you. Also, Vetus, a mercer, and her teenage son Javri, with their pony.
Or Pritel's a mercer.
One who merces.
Just because I don't know the answer doesn't mean I'm lying.
Now you sound like my mom.
No, we have to look it up and put a little edit in.
Let's stop the game while we look up what a mercer is, because Jack wants to know details.
Vetus, my good woman, could you merce my axe? Or would you merce my cloak?
Oh, you're going to hell for that.
You get slapped.
A dealer in usually expensive fabrics.
Aha. So she would mercer your
Are you happy now, Mr. Barding? Are you satisfied? All right. With teenage son, it's pleasant before dawn. Those of you who are new to the area, look on with interest as you move past the ruins of the old lake town with the bones of the beast Smaug still sticking out of the water. An eerie sight in the bleak sunrise. Otherwise, all seems peaceful.
And I remember the day well, except I got hit on the head and was unconscious when that actually happened. So
it's too bad that we're not allowed to go and try and harvest the bones of said beast.
Oh, no, no. Great evil.
I'm not going to use them. I'm going to sell them. Someone else is great evil.
Even more shadow points. Yes. How would any of you like to spend the journey over? It's a good hour or two across the lake. Amuse yourselves.
I'm going to sit on the front of the boat and kind of dangle my feet in the water.
Okay.
And then eventually sort of lay on my stomach and try to catch any fish.
Tell me, are there any fish bigger than the halfling in this lake?
Possible.
He's going to use you as bait.
You could have a sturgeon or two, I'm sure. You have a dog, too. We forgot to get into
Yes, I do have a hound of Mirkwood that stays by my side.
What does he look like? And what's
like a big-ass Irish wolfhound. We don't tell strangers our dog's names.
Wait.
So he just goes by Hound.
Okay.
Let me back up a step. You said he's a big-ass Irish wolfhound. Does that mean he's larger than normal size, or is he a Kim Kardashian of wolfhounds?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know what Kim Kardashian is.
Oh, I heard it. I can't unhear it. Oh my god. You're at negative one XP, man. You're at negative one XP. Don't push your luck.
Is it a wolfhound with a badonkadonk? Is what I'm saying.
No.
Okay. Just check.
I had to explain it to Mike.
They are.
It's a Rodska about wolfhound.
Hounds of Mirkwood are just really big hounds. They look in appearance kind of like an Irish wolfhound, but they're probably bigger and fiercer and more badass in every way.
I understand, but that was low hanging fruit. I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
since like you're a boar slayer, I would
accept. He's a dude.
Ostensibly.
For those of you looking at the original copy, not the revised edition, this is page something.
We'll fix it in the edit.
The Woodman of Mirkwood.
Pre-gen, yes.
Page.
The bride. Except he's not the bride, he's...
The groom.
The boar slayer.
The boar slayer, yes. I have that written down on a page that I'm not going to hunt for right now.
Is your,
what
is
are
your
you decked out
also
in?
A boar slayer.
What do you look like?
I am a... Let's see, I'm about 20 years old, dark hair, dark eyes, tall.
What about your...
Oh, my gear?
Yes.
I am wearing a mail shirt, I have a cap of iron and leather, and I am carrying a really... Well, it's basically a bastard sword. So I look like kind of a mercenary, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, the kid is totally into you. The jobbery, the teenage boy.
Mom, that's what I want to be like.
He's like, wow. You like... Did you kill anybody with that sword yet?
What do I roll to bullshit?
Would
that be riddle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll need some dice then.
Yeah. Oh, what's your riddle?
Thank you. Nothing.
You could always inspire him.
I'll inspire him.
Yeah.
Sing.
I'm not sure if that's how that works, but we'll roll with it.
Aw. So who doesn't want to do?
Oh, yeah, you could aw.
I am mighty! Look at my sword!
Overcompensation.
That'd be a 7. I don't know what you need for that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, I'll say it's an easy check. And remind me to set the DC before you roll the check. It's a personal problem.
I'll remind you. Okay.
What am I rolling?
Yes, I have. I have killed many a foe. Ha ha!
That is so awesome, man! It's like totally rad. Totally, totally Rufus.
I'm making up Lake Town slang. It's how the kids talk these days.
It's fiction, okay?
He is full of adoration for your warlike attire and heroic complexion. Sorry to post. Okay. Anyone else?
Look at that.
I'm going to pull out some well-worn dice.
Okay.
And start kind of shooting craps against the wheelhouse or whatever, you know,
okay.
Just on the deck of the barge. So I'll see if Javry is interested in learning how to shoot craps.
Sure.
Or the middle
except
earth
his mother doesn't.
Craps. Okay.
I'll shoot craps with you.
Okay.
Yes. He will look on as his mother tisks. The
salty.
The ferrymen are merry and telling jokes. It takes us 3 hours to row up the river. Do you know it takes 3 seconds to go down the lake? No, wait.
You alive?
Up already.
You alive?
No. Smaug! Because he fell down. See, he's dead.
Aha. Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh.
It's a cultural thing. Humor doesn't translate to Bardings.
And people think my jokes are bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was putting me on the spot. All right. Looks to be a bright autumn day, and future looks warm. Or it could be a warm autumn day, and the future looks bright. Take your pick.
I wear shades.
Sunset is... The sun is above the horizon as you near... The Dragon's Head Inn on the western shore of the Long Lake. It consists of, from what you can tell, 3 buildings. A large hall, a smaller building that looks like a stable, and another shack on the side with a low fence and a small wharf.
Must be the boathouse.
Anyone want to give me an awareness check as you're going on?
Do you
have the DC in mind?
Some dice.
Yes. What do you got? What's your awareness?
My awareness is...
Wow.
Is that cock on the...
Is this considered cock on the thing there? Or no?
Do you want it to be cocked?
A little bit.
Okay, really?
Is it, considering it's a 1?
Hey!
I have a Gandalf.
What?
A Gandalf.
Okay. Those of you who beat a 14.
Yes.
See what I did?
What happens when you equal a
14? You would hit it. That's okay. A success.
All right.
You notice that there seems to be surprisingly little activity.
Hmm.
What you would expect.
Well, no, I would expect a lot more activity than this, wouldn't you?
Come on, guys. Has something happened to you recently?
Let's see. It's been an hour or so. The sun is coming up. Well, maybe they're just late risers. You never know.
Hmm. I was kind of hoping they'd be making us a booming breakfast for our arrival.
Ooh, I do like breakfast.
I saw Otar yesterday. He looked,
I've only had the one so far today, so I mean, the second one really would be nice. I'm only getting about 6 meals a day recently, so...
Yes. Yeah, I saw Otar yesterday on our trip over. He seemed fine. He's looking forward to lots of bacon today. Of course, he looks forward to that every day, but...
Who doesn't?
Like a man does.
Yes. Yeah.
That and taking off his pants.
And doing push-ups, apparently.
All right. And you come to the wharf and there's no sign of anyone around.
Is there a bell at the wharf, like there sometimes is?
Nope.
Does anything look damaged and or destroyed?
Well, what would you like to...
Just in the general sense, looking out for like things that maybe been burned or look like something damaged, like destroyed.
Let me rephrase. What skills would you like to use to check things out?
I would like to persuade Carl to go in and take a look around for us.
Oh, you don't need to. I just wait for my turn. Yeah, basically you guys are at a scene. You can investigate it however you like based on whatever skills you have. And multiple skills can be used multiple ways.
So, I mean, I assume, like, if I were to call out, you know, hello, innkeeper, no response.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, I would probably use hunting.
Okay.
So this just doesn't seem right. So if we poke our heads into the hall and see it's empty or whatever,
okay.
I would be looking for tracks or any sign of what happened.
Okay, 14. Unless specified otherwise.
I would like to use battle to look for signs of struggles, battle.
Is that how that works? 13. I want to try to...
fail on hunting.
I'm not sure what this would qualify as, but smell out, see if I can smell any breakfast being cooked.
Awareness?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So the white ones do not count?
They do.
They do for this?
Unless otherwise specified, yes.
Okay. I don't smell anything.
Only about 12.
Okay.
My nose is still a little stuffed up.
I'll say you notice that there's blood on the wharf.
Okay. Can I do like an insight to try and figure out where the blood came from? If it's just normal like fish guts or if it's...
Not fish guts.
Okay.
Something bigger.
Should it is
bigger than fish gut.
And
substantial.
Does it look like something was dragged causing this, or...
Or was moving under its own accord while bleeding.
Yeah, or, you know, it basically just got stuck and dropped there, or if it was, you know, trying to run away, or whatever.
Awesome.
Can it, like, I guess where I was going with that is, can I tell if it was something that was being dragged into a boat, or if it was being dragged off of a boat, or where it was getting... Where it was
why don't you give me a search check? Okay. As you are investigating, the wharf kind of sticks out from the shore like this. You're looking down through the slats. You see a shape underneath the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
A humanoid shape, I'd say.
Moving or...
Doesn't appear to
be. I will let them know what I'm doing and go under the wharf to see.
Okay. It is a human who appears to be very badly injured, wounded.
Do I feel like I can move him without killing him, or...
Yeah.
Okay. I will try and get him back up onto the wharf.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, did you find the...
gently. This man is badly hurt. How is he hurt?
He's been stabbed.
Ooh. How many times?
Multiple times. He is barely conscious.
A bloody mess.
He's kind of delirious, yeah.
They came in the night. They took everyone. Oh yeah.
And at the end, he turned into Macho Man Randy Savage.
Who came?
Goblins and wolves. They came.
Wolves? Were the goblins riding the wolves?
Some. Well, not inside. I don't know outside. I took one. I think that could not have lived. But they ganged up on me and stabbed me many times, as you can see. based on my form.
Which way did they go?
Referencing his own body.
I don't know. They threw me in the water and left me
here.
Okay.
Here.
And I crawled under.
What's your name, by the way?
Otar. And the ferryman, no, they're like, Otar, what happened? He's the innkeeper.
Well, nice to meet you, Otar.
Yes.
I'm going to
something. As a spleen hanging out, you're like, hi, nice to meet you.
Can you answer all my questions?
And Carl says, Otar, do you have any bacon?
No, he recognizes the entire...
There was mention of bacon.
Ooh. I wonder why Otar keeps falling asleep, and I punch him in the face to try to wake him up.
Sup, I'm up.
I can do nothing for these wounds.
I will attempt. Can we assist each other with?
You're not going to be able to do much. He needs actual doctoring. I mean, you can kind of keep him talking a little bit, but
I love this die. Oh, and Mike is staring at me doing it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The two ferrymen, they start getting him ready to move onto the ferry because he needs to get to a healer in Lake Town.
I would like to use my gardening and herb lore to see if there's any medicinal herbs, like in the immediate area, perhaps in the they have any guards or whatever.
I'm going to say you need to make a search roll for that.
Okay.
Nope.
I got a 6. It is my specialities, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a long shot, too.
Am I able to at least stabilize him a little bit before transport?
Yeah. I mean, you're able to help, keep him comfortable. And
I'm able to successfully wrap cloths around wounds.
Yeah. Well, we'll say you're able to get a little bit more information out of him because he's not so delirious. And we'll say that out of character so I don't have to keep doing the voice because his voices make me uncomfortable. But, yeah. It's okay. They came during the night.
Uncomfortable. The voices make me uncomfortable, too.
They took everyone. He and one of the guests in the inn fought and were both repeatedly injured. They took him and threw him in the river, thinking he was dead. And he managed to crawl under the wharf until morning, and he didn't see exactly where they left. But everyone else is gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he did say he stuck one badly enough to probably kill it, so we could probably look for him that way.
Yeah.
I'll check in the inn.
Okay.
See if they have bacon.
Yeah, I'm going to find a snack while I search.
You give me an awareness. I would also encourage hunting checks from anyone who has them.
Yeah, knowing I'm looking for a blood trail.
Do you have the DC ready?
Yes.
12?
No. Looks like there was a struggle, but you don't notice anything particularly.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hunting?
Yes.
22 with... I just about maxed that out.
All right. Tracks lead to the northwest. Your check reveals 6 prisoners, 5 wargs, and 12 orcs, 2 of which were larger than the rest.
There were 6 prisoners, 5 wargs, and 12 orcs, 2 of which were larger than the rest.
Mm.
How did you figure that out? You must be quite the hunter.
They walked through this obviously muddy area. Note the size of the iron-shod boots that are both larger and deeper.
They stopped and took selfies and posted them on the way.
Oh, those Facebook location, whatever. Fuck, never mind.
Hashtag pillaging.
Hashtag shadow for life.
Yeah. Hashtag dark side.
Okay, yeah, so that's what you get. Yeah, the fairy folk are loading him on. Vetus offers to travel on to Dale with her son to report the attack, although Jarvie wants to pursue the goblins, but he receives a stern talking to and sullenly follows his mother.
Come on, Jarvie. Be a man.
I would like to try to persuade his mother in the importance of a boy getting the experiences to become a man.
She
wonders why this child is talking to her.
You should let him become a man. He's all grown up now. He's all grown up. He's what, like 15? I mean, he's almost to the age of where you need to wield a sword.
All right. I'm going to let you make a check. Persuade.
Okay.
You should know before you roll, the DC is high enough that you're going to need a Gandalf room to get there. And if you do, we're talking shadow points.
Let's see what happens.
That's a cock dice.
Yep. Because I had the great success, too, if it would have been there. Oh, it was one too far. All right, I fail.
Yeah, she's not going for that.
No.
However, the five of you have no other obligations in this situation, so the four of them, or the three of them, and one of them looks sullen, implore you... Dot, dot, dot.
Yes, we'll do it. Yes. I hate goblins.
To follow the goblins and rescue the captives.
Absolutely.
Who
That's
knows
what I live for.
How long they can survive in the clutches of those Idiots. Unclean fiends.
Alright.
You know, and I only say this because I have shadow lore, goblins are actually surprisingly clean. Given what they are. I mean, they do lick and, you know, I mean... They kind of groom and things like that. They have
That's what they have the rules for.
Yeah, so yeah.
What you're saying is goblins are just very large cats with no hair.
Well, they're worse than that.
There's hair. Trust me, there's hair. It's not good.
All right, guys. I think what we should do is wait for nightfall.
And
then we could sneak up on. But in the meantime, I think we better get a bite to eat. Because, I mean, nightfall is probably 12 hours away or so.
I think we should just
I
strike off.
I don't think after. This there, works the way you think it works.
Are there goblins in Mirkwood?
Oh, yes.
Can I use a lore check to know if goblins are nocturnal or daytime creatures?
Yes, you can.
That will be a 20 with a great success.
What, traits do you have?
My specialties, you mean?
Yeah.
I have Elven lore, Mirkwood lore, and Rhymes of Lore.
Yeah, I don't know that I know specifically apply. But you would certainly know some things. Let me see what you know.
Goblins at night stay out of sight. That's what Radagast always used to say.
Yes. Before or after the birds were shipped?
I was thinking there's nothing else I could use my Mirkwood lore and generalize from
but
goblins to
light.
Other goblins.
Period.
Goblins hate sunlight.
So all the more reason for us to leave now, because if they're...
They hate sunlight and they get bonuses in the dark.
So they're probably... They've probably hidden away in some dark cave awaiting nightfall to
right.
move farther. We should pursue them.
Well, now that we've waited for dark, I guess we should wait for more. No. In that case. I don't know why you didn't mention this earlier.
All right, so you are all setting out?
Yes.
All right.
We are.
Have you spent enough time together to get an idea of each other's personalities?
Absolutely.
And...
Well, you did play dice.
In a small measure.
Depending on the character.
I played dice with him. That's a plus.
Yeah.
I was thinking about trolling the lake with him as I point to the halfling.
Yes.
And these two I'm still trying to figure out if they're he or her.
Yes. I was actually sitting on the back of the raft, quietly humming to myself.
Which made me lean towards her.
given the pitch.
Denethor, it's an awkward thing to ask, but what's your personal pronoun?
Sure.
Do you use one of those Z-Zim-Zer type things?
You have been spending time on Tom.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. What's your name? We don't tell people our personal pronouns.
Touché. Sir or madam.
I would encourage you all at this point to choose a fellowship focus. This is another member in your fellowship.
Who wants to be my fellowship buddy?
Basically, that's what it is. You can use it as a source of hope and inspiration.
That's not creepy at all.
A player hero recovers 1 point of hope at the end of a session if his fellowship focus wasn't wounded.
Hello, 2x2.
So that's a way to recover hope. If your fellowship buddy didn't take a wound or was otherwise harmed during play.
So
this game is built
and
off
you're in
buddy
the same
system?
Location as them. Yes.
Can more than one person have the same focus?
Yes.
So does that mean everyone
we
takes...
we all focus him.
And we just hide him every time combat starts.
A character gains 1 point of shadow at the end of a session if your fellowship focus was wounded, and 3 points of shadow if they were killed. So, you guys can do this now, or you can wait until a more appropriate in-game time. But this might be as good as any.
I guess I'll pick random. I don't really know who...
I chose Denethor.
Who would you most like to live based on who you've met so far?
I kind of like Hound, personally.
probably the guy who's been really useful with the punting and such. Mm-hmm. Far. Mm-hmm. Although I am an elf and we have a soft spot for half elves.
Yeah. Or, you know, the two elves could buddy up. I mean, keep in mind, it doesn't all have to be one person crisscross, but I mean, it's sort of the bond, you have an extra bond with that person. It's the Sam and Frodo bond that you can support each other extra much.
I've had the most interaction thus far with him, even though it was not the best of interactions.
I was impressed with your shooting skill. So I think anyone that shoots a great bow like that...
And I find your desire to found your own library rather inspiring personally.
Who do you like, Shorty?
I don't know yet.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, you'd say he's checking what Bilbo says.
Boar. Yeah. Boar Slayer. So the part... So, okay,
I'll look at my real name.
You guys are going on a journey, a short one, nevertheless. However, I would like to introduce you to the roles of the journey. This is a little cheat sheet. We're not going to plan ahead because you guys are just going for it. Mm-hmm. But one of you must be the guide to the country. Who's got the travel skill?
Me.
I do. I'll lead the way.
Who would like to be the scouts, using their explorer to find a good path? Or the best...
I've got decent explorer.
Not as good as you.
Normally, these journey rules are for when you're traveling across Mirkwood. This journey is going to take 4 weeks. We're going to make a certain number of rolls depending on your rolls.
Yep.
Party is traveling the wild. All player heroes have to roll their travel.
Travel?
Well, no. Roll your check. Whatever. You need to roll travel. You two need to roll explore. You two need to roll explore. You two need to roll awareness.
So this Eye of Sauron thing.
Yeah, I did one of those too.
Okay. Let me read.
We're all gonna die.
We'll be lost.
I'm supposed to be a lookout.
Or did you do okay?
Your TN is 14. Right now, those count as zero. Okay. Under special circumstances, they can be worse than zero, but we'll assume right now that counts as zero. So what did you get?
11.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh?
Two of you got Eyes of Sauron?
Yes.
Okay.
Ruh-roh.
Well, we're
boned.
I got an 8.
What did you get?
A 9.
Jack?
I got a 12.
I got a rock.
I want a rock!
So we are lost, ambushed, and starving.
Pretty much.
Oh, this is
pretty much sums up. All in the 20-minute walk from town.
I guess we should have listened to Carl when he said he wanted to go inside and look for some bacon.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, everybody give me an awareness check.
It'd probably help if I looked at the actual character sheet.
So what do you got? 16?
16.
You?
13.
Okay.
I'm doing the Sauron, 21, and a great success. But I have a Sauron.
So 10.
The Sauron is 0.
You just said it was 11, and you count it.
No, I have a 10.
11.
10.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys. I made myself a skill monkey, so... This whole traveling thing, I got down. You'll just have to protect me in combat. As I fail every
roll. You can roll battle check.
Battle check.
Yeah.
Battle check.
10. Snake eyes on the sixes.
Alright, that is nothing. Alright, as you guys are going past a bluff... You're going to take an opening volley from
ambush that was laid for you.
Oh boy.
You all stumbled into.
Yeah, thanks.
So, sorry, your lookouts were...
I found them!
Nine. And an 11. Okay. So you get a hail of arrows that go wide. And now, you may choose a stance. You may choose from one of four stances as laid before you. Keep in mind, this determines your order of action once it's your turn. Forward, which means you're rushing forward, basically taking the fight to them. Open, you're normal. Defensive, these are the three close combat stances. If you're rearward, that's a ranged attack, but pretty much only he can do that at this point. It will determine your target number to hit and also be hit. The more forward you are, the easier you are to be tagged, but the easier time you'll have hitting the enemy. You also get special abilities that you can use skills or try to protect your companions in a fight.
Yeah, I think to be I'll be forward. That one. You think this one.
Or are you forward?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack, you're...
I'm defensive.
Defensive? Have we seen these are? Are they goblins or orcs, or we don't know yet?
Goblins.
Okay. Are they...
And orcs. And orcs.
Oh, is a goblin bigger than a hobbit?
Bigger than a bread box. Goblin's about the same size as a hobbit.
Okay.
But a lot meaner.
Yeah, it depends on my parry is... If they're bigger than me, my parry's higher, so...
Okay. So there's two goblin archers, two orcs, and two wargs. So I'm going to say wargs and orcs on the four of you, and then two goblin archers will shoot. So we'll say an orc will come after you. With a jagged knife.
Ooh.
Ouch. It's the opposite for me, so that's a zero for me.
Oh, okay.
And that will do nothing. So he'll miss. Well, no.
Is that seven. Versus my parry?
What's your parry?
It's Mirkwood's parry. In Mirkwood, in the woods. Are we in the woods?
No.
Okay. Then it is, I include my shield. I still have my shield, so it's an eight.
Here. You have an eight?
I have a parry of 6, and my shield adds 2.
Okay, so that's actually going to be 14. 14.
13.
One on you.
Is it an orc or goblin?
Orc.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to hit a 20.
That hits, I'm at 18.
So that plus your parry plus your shield is 18. So he hits, and he has one extraordinary, he has a great success.
Well, it's a good time, guys.
So he is going to tag you for... His jagged knife does 3. I think that's plus his attribute level. So 5 total. Okay. Warg on you. That's a big woof. That's an 8 that I'm never not going to get anywhere near you, though. Okay. And then 2 rearward. Well, what the hell? They'll shoot at you. You. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. Goblin archers. I was like, oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I saw
he really doesn't like this character.
I saw the Hooters girl mini and I thought of you.
Well, that's understandable.
So a bow of horn. 11. That doesn't even hit the base. So.
The listeners had no idea that I was actually female.
That's 7. So nope. 2 misses. All right.
Fortunately, these guys are terrible shots.
All right.
For Horslayer.
Horslayer. And Hound.
Damn it. Goblins. Come on, guys. After him. Guys. We're waiting to see how you do first.
I'm right behind you.
Yeah, I'm going to run up and whack him. With my left-handed axe.
Your left-handed axe?
My long-hafted axe.
Oh, long-hafted. Okay.
So that is a 9. Probably not sufficient.
Plus parry.
Parry of better than 3.
Well, you were attacking a...
Orc.
Yes. You have a parry of 3. 6 plus 3 is 9. What did you roll?
So 9.
So you got him.
Okay. And how does damage work? Is it the weapon damage plus...
Well,
damage?
Just the weapon body, unless you're getting a great success.
Oh, sorry. So it's just going to be the weapon damage and endurance.
I'll just reach in and grab that on you.
Okay, I'm using it one-handed at this point, so that was a damage of 5.
Okay. Okay, a palpable hit. Goblins can't, or orcs can't take that much, so.
Ow, you jerk! I'm gonna hit the guy back.
So yeah, the two of you can technically go at the same time. So you're attacking an orc.
Yeah, the one that hit me. That jerk.
Your parry is 3, so you need to hit a 12.
Yeah.
You did that 16. With a great success. So you can do your weapon damage plus add your body damage.
So 9.
Plus.
Oh.
Your weapon damage is 9?
Yeah, 9. Short sword plus.
So 5 plus 4. 9. Yeah. Okay, they're dropping.
Ha
ha! The hobbit draws first blood, people. You saw it here first.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Okay.
I'm taking a whack at one of the other orc. So there are 2 orcs, right?
The other orc's fighting him though. Oh, there's a warg.
A warg. A warg. All right. Ooh, I got a Gandalf.
Their parry is 14, but you got a Gandalf?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get any 6s?
No.
Okay. So, what is your weapon damage?
5.
Okay. That will take it. Jack, you have a warg trying to bite you.
Yes. I'm going to teach him that's not nice by smacking him upside the head with my bastard sword. Two-handed. Okay.
Two-handed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roll. Yep. Okay.
6. And what do I have to do again?
You need to hit... I've got a parry of 5, so you need to hit a 17.
And what do I add to that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And then... I don't want to keep thinking of girls to you. But sorry. It's the beard. It's throwing me off. He's just so baby-faced.
Yeah.
You have 2 goblin archers in the back, or
anybody?
People fighting anyone else, yes.
I will shoot back at one of the archers.
Okay. 14 is your target.
Oh, yeah. No great success, but success.
Okay. What is your weapon damage?
5.
Where are you at?
Okay.
Because I put a point in the bow.
Okay.
I want to change my stance.
All right. You may do it now. It's the beginning of a new round. Everyone may change their stance if they wish.
I don't want that, but I was curious.
Okay. All right. The orcs make another attack. An orc is fighting you. He will swing for the fences.
Bring it!
Snaga Tracker.
He wounded the warg, but didn't take it down.
So 8 plus 14.
My parry is 8, so that
14 on the nose. Okay. So he will do 3 points of endurance damage to you.
Okay.
So hit you. I have an orc on you as well. Crap, that's a 5.
Those Gandalfs keep coming up for us.
Yeah. Come on, I Sauron, warg.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One of the goblin archers dropped, the one that wasn't wounded dropped his bow and ran up at you with a knife.
But oh, okay.
The effect is still the same. Warg on you. 9. What's your parry?
Plus 2 from my shield, so 7.
7. And he has an attribute level 3, so yeah, he can't do anything. The other warg on Jack. I have to learn character names.
That was Brand.
That's going to be a big whiff, too. One more archer shooting at you. Come on, I, Sauron. No whammies.
Whammies.
11. What's your parry?
His parry.
Your parry. I'm sorry, dude. What's your parry?
5 plus 1 from a shield.
Okay, so that would be an 18. I got an 11. I'd have to make up 7 points. And I can't do that. Okay, it is the hero's turn. So, Boarslayer, there's a wounded orc in your face.
I'm going to take care of that little problem since he made me bleed. And I don't like to bleed.
Nobody
needs
me
to
bleed.
That wasn't so good.
Nobody.
That would be a 7.
That will not hit.
You could use hope.
You need to get to...
I'm going to do that, actually. I will spend a point of hope.
6 plus...
And that'll make it a 13.
So yes, that would hit.
Okay. For weapon damage,
which is 5. Okay, he drops.
Woohoo! They're dropping like flies.
Halfling!
You have a goblin in your face.
Can I try to slip the goblin and attack the ward?
Sure.
Since the goblin just whipped at me last time. I'm going to try to do that and scram the text after I see the ward.
Wow. Bang, bang!
Did you hit the ward last time?
22. I did, yes. Okay.
So, that's going to hit.
Yep. I slipped the goblin. Yeah.
So, your weapon damage.
Oh, yeah.
Plus your body damage twice.
Right. So, that would be a 13.
Yeah. You
sliced him in.
Slipped the goblin.
It's like the Red Wedding all over again.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right.
So you are now wardless. There's still a goblin in your general vicinity.
Well, I'm going to get that goblin because he's annoying me. No, I'm not. Maybe I am. 11?
No, will not hit.
All right. A shame.
Now to Jack.
One's more worth feeling?
Sure.
11.
Will not hit.
Jesus. What's my target for me?
12 plus their stuff.
Yeah, 17.
Because you're defensive, you're harder to hit, but
so
you also have a higher target.
Shot last time is still back with the bow. Or did he?
Yes. No. He one of the guy that you wounded is still back there.
Okay. Yep. I will shoot him again.
Okay.
Put him down.
Target number is 14.
I will use a point of hope.
Okay. That'll get you there.
And then it'll be a great success.
Okay. So your weapon damage plus your body damage.
It'll be 10.
10. That'll drop. So we have a ward left and an archer left.
A knife-wielding archer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I need to know how things change. If anyone would like to change their stance, this would be the time.
I shall move the forward also. This one will be so nice, this movie over there. Thank you.
I'll stay back here.
Carl's feeling brave.
Apparently.
Wilson!
Carl feels invincible.
This is the most action Carl has ever had in his life.
Phrasing.
The same can be said for
a few
other people.
No, not phrasing.
Carl's looking to get some action.
Okay, now that you guys outnumber the hero or the foes, you may choose your adversary for your hero in close combat scene.
When I outnumber you, I say, this guy is coming up and hitting you.
Okay.
When you outnumber them, you now may tell me what you are attacking.
Should I have skewered the goblin? Or no, because we were outnumbering them at that point.
Yeah. Now it's 5 against 2, so there's a warg and there's a goblin.
Would
you guys tell me who you want to close with? They'll still get their first attack, but at least you get to tell me who they're attacking.
Yes.
I'm going to attack the warg.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. And you?
Goblin. Okay. That guy tried to cut me.
Oh, Jesus.
So hobbits.
You currently
hold
a grudge.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick. What about you?
I'm going to be going after the warg as well.
Okay. They go first, though. The warg
has been trying to chew me.
Yeah, so he'll keep doing that. Now his target is going to be a 6 plus your parry.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh! Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, that's... It's actually pretty close.
What is your parry?
6.
So he got an extraordinary success. So it's going to be 3 plus 3 plus 3. So 9 to your endurance. Check. 9 damage.
All right.
Okay. And then the goblin is engaged with the hobbit.
Mm-hmm. He's going to whiff.
Quite possible.
He's going to whiff.
Archer. He's attacking with a jagged knife, so he only gets 1 die. Yeah. Come on, high Sauron.
How are you?
You whiffed.
All right. Jack, would you like to have first swing?
Oh, God, yes.
Your target number is an 11 now.
13. You're off.
That'll hit. What's your weapon damage?
7.
Okay. His endurance is 12. So
what is
he is
the edge
bloodied.
Then?
If you roll higher than that number on the feat die, what's your edge rating?
No, I didn't, so
okay.
Never mind then.
Then that would make him have to make a check to see if you wound him,
oh,
which is even worse. You want to check Gamma?
Yeah, I do.
Hop time.
Oh, eyes on.
Okay.
Yes!
Mr. Boar Slayer.
Warg Slayer today. But
they rhyme.
They're close cousins, actually.
Your target number again is an 11.
13.
Okay, that'll hit. What's your weapon?
5.
He's pretty badly hurt.
Okay.
Finish him.
I'm trying.
14.
That will hit. Oh, wait. 9 plus 5 is 14 on the nose.
Okay. And my damage is 5.
That'll drop him.
Yes.
There is word.
One goblin left.
I will end his miserable existence.
Put an arrow right through his eye socket.
Do it so I don't have to look like a wimp.
Yeah. Your target number is... Well, you're fighting the goblins, so your target number is... Let's go to the videotape. 14.
I have 16 with a great success.
So it would be 10. 10? That's enough to drop in one shot. One shot him.
And down the...
You stand amongst the corpses littered of your first...
That's two for Carl!
Yes, your first group encounter. That could sound wrong. All right.
Oh yeah.
That was a. You get the impression that was a rearguard ambush.
Well, hopefully they didn't send any scouts forward to warn them that we were coming up from behind.
The party moves on, I imagine.
We loot the bodies.
Yeah, kinda,
is there anything worthwhile on the corpses?
No.
Give Dravion a pat on the back. And you're pretty handy to have around. Thanks for getting my back.
I will attempt to mend the wounds of the Boar Slayer here.
Okay.
A character who is not wounded and who at the end of combat is given the time to catch his breath to rest for at least half an hour recovers a number of endurance points equal to his heart score.
I'm good.
Do I get that?
Yes.
Half hour? Sure. All right.
So I think if you guys want to.
Yeah. Did anybody bring a snack?
Halfling tartare.
Oh, all right, I'll eat my own
dead orcs.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you saying you're an orc?
I found these mushrooms. Hmm. It's either the really tasty ones or the deadly poison ones. I'm not sure. They look really alike.
I successfully eat the tasty ones.
Everybody give me an awareness check.
We're getting caught again.
Uh-oh. Okay, I looked at what my hound does. And what he does is helps me with one of a select set of skills.
Okay.
So he helps me with awareness. So I roll the feat die twice.
Okay.
I'll take the 4 over the Sauron. So 8.
How many people made it? 14?
I made it.
Yeah. Okay. The two of you notice activity on a hillock up ahead.
I put my fist in the air and crouch down, knowing all the military signals.
I thought you were doing like Judd Nelson at the end of the
broadcast. Have you been playing Call of Duty again?
No. And still.
Okay, guys, I just heard from headquarters.
What the hell does that mean, Carl? Are you taking a crap?
And that's not what that means, but there's some stuff going on up there. Hang on here. I'll check it out.
Where, I say?
Up there. Up on that hillock.
I want to try to stealth up there.
Give me stealth.
And sneak it up.
Sneak it up, sneak it up, sneak it up.
No whammies, no whammies. I succeed.
Okay.
9, 17, 25.
Sorry, the target number was 26.
The hill,
Sauron himself.
The eyes on the hill are scanning. The sides of the hill are covered in bushes, allowing for your stealthy approach.
Yeah, they are.
You notice a small warband taking refuge below a massive rock that towers up upon the hill. It's not a real cave, but kind of has that effect.
Mm-hmm.
There's orcs and goblins and wargs and a bunch of humans all tied up, or vaguely so.
All right.
Salty.
Salty?
That is just... Every time you say that, like, my eye twitches. Okay.
Say it again.
So, how many orcs and goblins and wargs? Is it? Well, let's see. 10 orcs.
2 goblins. 5 orcs. 2 wargs.
Okay. 2 goblins, 5 orcs, 2 wargs. Okay. I sneak back to the group and there's some goblins, some orcs, and wargs up there.
There is a warg and a goblin keeping watch, so rubber off the ear of your action.
And there's those two keeping watch up there. Yeah.
Okay, so we should take them out first.
Oh, and there's, and the people are captured.
No, we can.
They're tied up.
So we should take out the lookouts first.
They probably know. Yeah.
We should.
Do you want me to just charge them and take them all on? Or?
Yeah.
I'm fairly stealthy as well, so I can try sneaking up on them.
All right. I would like to climb in a tree and try to drop down on the
goblin.
On the goblin.
The lookout goblin?
Yeah.
So are you guys all going up there, or what's the plan?
Well, I think we're going to try and sneak up and take out the two lookouts first.
Yes.
Before actually engaging the main doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's going to do that?
I will attempt to be stealthy.
Okay.
As well. All
right.
And you could sit up on the rock.
Give me stealth.
Above. That's where I'm going afterwards.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Phase two is just charge right into the cave.
Yeah. Phase two is let me get up on top of the rack ledge first and then charge into the cave. Like,
okay.
Shoot down.
So I'm going to, I think, be hiding.
Great success.
Nearby for a charge, but leave it to you guys to do the.
Are you doing the like the bowl thing where you? Your leg, like kicking your leg in the dirt to.
No, I'm trying to be still and quiet.
Oh,
six, that would be better.
Still. Keep your dog. That's probably a better idea. Yeah.
Who else was going up? You were?
Yep.
What'd you got?
I got a Gandalf.
Okay.
Yep.
Does this mean I gotta be stealthy too?
Yeah, sure.
No, no, you don't have to.
Go. They're going up to take out the lookout.
I imagine with the three of us, we probably have enough people trying to sneak.
Okay.
I'm hanging back, waiting for the signal.
Were you going up to?
Yeah, I'm actually surprisingly stealthy.
Great success. Okay, the three of you are able to get sufficiently close to the, what did I say, a goblin?
One goblin, one warg.
Yep.
Okay. You are...
You say goblin or orc? With
one goblin, one orc.
Warg.
Oh, warg.
Okay.
What was it, orc?
You got your roll high enough that you are able to get in the tree above them. The hobbit made a great success, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you're able to get in the tree above them.
Death from above!
See if you can land on the warg and then ride that around in combat.
There you go.
What's my animal handling skill?
I don't really want to do two battles, one right after the other here, so why don't you guys just all give me an attack roll? And if you guys can, well, the three of them that were sneaking up, if you guys can take out the... Well, you know what? We got to pick a stance because I don't know what the defense is.
Well, we're going to be right up on them, right?
Yeah, we'll say it's forward.
Everybody
should
fall.
I still use my bow in forward since technically we're not actually engaged?
No. You'll get the reward.
Okay.
You're lobbing arrows up the hill at him.
Well, like, I imagine that if we're sneaking up, we could be like 20 yards away.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know where they were. Just
yep.
You're at virtual point blank bow range.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what you get. I'll probably give you a ball.
Oh, that should be rather successful. I was feeling pretty good about mine until I looked at yours.
My dice are hot tonight.
Yes, they are. Jesus.
Okay. The signal is you dropping out of the tree, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he got great success, great success.
Yes.
Great success.
Okay, who are you attacking?
Probably the goblin.
Okay.
Because goblin knows to cry out, work just with grr.
Yeah. I think you probably landed on that goblin and broke his freaking neck is what I'm thinking.
Okay, so what is your...
So, four? 5 plus 4 plus 4, so...
Yeah, you snap his neck the second you land on it. Moving right along.
I guess that second breakfast came in handy.
I kick him in the head on my way down and take a seat.
Take a shot at the warg.
What's my target number?
17.
I miss.
Can I add some hope to that?
I currently have a 9 hit.
What's your... Well, you're using a favored weapon?
Yes. So my favored body is 7, which gives me 216.
16, which would be not enough. You're right. Okay. Save that hope. You'll need it later.
I got 17.
17. That will hit.
And it'll be 5 damage.
5 damage. Not enough to kill.
Is he at least stunned?
No. Well, it's a surprise round.
It was a surprise.
Hey, ho, ho, in the One Ring, but... You
do I
could
not
have had an
volley?
Opening volley with your special ass bow. Go ahead and take another shot. This is not really
Yeah. It's an ass bow. Huh? Are we going to keep doing the using ISR ass on, as a...
An 11 with the ISR on.
Well, the ISR is just a 0 now.
Is it okay if it's just a 0? This one I
can't. Yeah, yeah. You would need a 6 to get where you need to be.
Let's do it.
Now, you've already spent one.
Burning hope like a champ, yes.
You could use one from the fellowship pool to replenish that.
Can I, guys?
I think
you should.
Considering we have 6 to use tonight, and thus far have used 0.
All right. So what does that add on?
Adds on 7.
Okay.
So
what is your...
The 6, and then keep track of it.
What's your weapon?
5.
Oh, 5. Okay, he's still alive. Hurt him more, but not enough. All right, he will howl and try to bite you.
Uh-oh.
Me?
No, me.
Oh.
Because you're currently sitting on...
I have like 46 ciders
here. His goblin.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for letting me use your book so much, by the way.
No problem.
It's really handy in flipping back.
Oh, man.
13. 6 plus your parry.
I'm actually... No.
Over there.
Well, you guys were saying you were...
No, that's me over there.
Okay.
I think that was me.
So what's your parry?
7.
7. 13 on the nose. So that will hit. So he will do 3 points of endurance to you.
Okay.
And, he gets a howl off beforehand. So.
Oh,
that jerk. Okay. Attack. Plunge the short sword down. Oh, that's Gandalf.
Roll a great success.
No, I can't quite call him. So, yes. 5.
5. That'll kill him.
With a, Gandalf. So would that give me the edge then, or whatever?
Yes. Aware. If your feet die is so awesome, especially if you get a Gandalf, that always counts. If your feet die is higher than the edge of your weapon, let me know.
Okay.
Because that can do...
And what about the injury? That's if my total is higher?
No,
or
no. If you get the edge, I have to roll a protection check
against
the
injury.
Injury. Open.
Okay, so that's like the trigger of the check and then the DC
right,
of the check.
Right, but they have to make the injury check. Yeah.
Okay.
Protection. All of you can make a battle check. DC 14.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No.
15. 5.
You get an extra d6. Okay. Extra bonus die to use at any point during this combat that you like.
Oh.
You can also gift it to someone else in a situation. You just narrate what happens. You got an extra advantage of the ground. Basically, your knowledge of battle has given you an extra advantage at some point during this combat.
For one
yes,
time.
You can add one die.
Okay.
Or give it to somebody else and describe what happens. It's
can that even be done after the result is seen of the roll?
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty.
I can double check that later, but it's a big deal.
Like if you're just
that's why you want ranks in battle because if you get extraordinary success, you can get up to 3 dice.
Well, I just could rely on my friends.
All right, you guys hear the howl. You guys notice the big orc in the camp stands up. He barks orders. They're all getting up. You're getting up. Choose. We can do opening volleys again because this is the real melee.
That's our signal.
Yes. Would anyone like to get an... you guys can do your opening volley first.
I can still shoot one, even if I normally use a bow, right?
Just
using my short sword?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have any ranged weapons, so...
You can throw your spear.
Your target is 12.
Can I use my first opening volley to aim?
What?
Can I use my first opening volley to aim?
Yeah,
the second one.
Yes.
Not worth
to get a cold shot?
I'll do that.
Okay. I don't see why not. I'll probably read on the forums later if
that's not allowed or
verboten. But for tonight, you got it easy. Yeah. So your target's a 12. What's the parry rating of the target? So who are you going to attack?
The big orc.
The big orc.
The boss guy.
Okay.
It's your boss.
I'm going to need to look him up.
Are we all forward now?
It's the volley. So,
so anybody who has a ranged weapon.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Weapon, I guess.
So 12.
Do you
want to
go back into open as well?
Yeah.
I will be forward.
You got a hidden 8.
Where do you want to be, Jack?
He's got a shield. No.
Oh, I don't.
No.
Oh. Oh, man.
What'd you roll?
Oh, not an 18.
Ones and twos.
So, you may all choose your stances.
I am stupid.
standing two, open.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'll be forward.
I'm forward and I'm dropping my shield before I charge. Because I'm going to go two-handed with this band.
Okay.
Forward, forward.
Okay.
So there's seven of them. Mm-hmm. Well, we're kind of up on the ridge, too.
Yeah, we're on the big boulder looking down on top of
Archer. Yeah. You. So there's an archer shooting at you.
Okay.
But, I guess.
Which one of you guys is taller? Well, you've got the dog, too.
Probably him.
All right.
I did not write a height down.
Fine. What you want to rush in?
There's no space for height. Come on.
Sure.
You're taller.
Okay. What did he see? You were the one attacking the warg. How old you are here. Okay. The big orc is going to come after you.
Oh, joy.
It's a good thing you attacked him. Not, I was only sitting on it.
Two of the other orcs will be coming at you. The smaller one.
Oh.
Two of the smaller orcs will be coming at you, and the warg is coming at you.
Okay.
Okay. Remind me of that when I forget. Because I will.
Okay.
The big orc.
All right. The ward coming at you. Let's do that first.
There's nobody coming at me.
No. You guys get to go first. You guys have the initiative, so you may attack those beings
that I just described to you.
Okay.
You want to go? Or you want to
I'm going. I am going to... All right. How close are said pair of mook orcs to me?
They're in your face.
In my face.
You can hit them. Yeah.
All right. I shall...
Target will be a 9.
Really abstract.
Take a spear to... Okay, does a call shot make it more difficult?
We're missing...
You have to get an extraordinary success. You have to roll a 6.
There's a whole lot of stuff. Can we just, like, move it
around
the map?
Or it doesn't go.
Or just the traveling and, like,
you know,
okay.
Things happening and breaking down. And it's actually really cool.
In the system.
No, I'll just spear him.
Okay.
I mean... Yeah.
Target 9?
Yeah.
I guess I like both.
Is that 9 with all 3 dice, basically?
Yeah.
Nice and bad.
10.
Okay, that'll hit.
5 damage.
5 off of it. So, yes.
Yeah! And I shall leave the spear embedded in him.
Okay. Versus the warg.
All right, I'm going to ask the warg a question.
Your 15 target will be 11, so yes.
Great success.
Really?
Yep.
So, weapon damage plus body damage. That'll be 10.
Did you do 3 others?
Very solid hit.
I dropped the shield.
Your damage is only 3. Okay.
5.
Mr. Hobbit.
7.
Hit one of the orcs that's coming at me.
Okay.
Bring it on!
Did you say I dropped the word?
Your target,
8.
You gotta hit a 12.
I do not hit a 12.
Okay. Guy fighting you gotta hit a 15.
Not a chance.
Okay,
14. That was close.
Well, I know I can hit 15 if I use my special die.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Make that a 19.
That'll hit. What advantage did you suddenly gain insight into the battle?
He stumbled as he was coming towards me, and so I stuck the haft of my spear into the ground, impaling him as he tripped.
He saw that problematic.
Okay, so what's the damage?
Standing there.
5. All that embellishment for 5.
Well, it's a good start. It's a good start. You gotta hit him once before you can drop him. Rearward. There's one archer and there's everybody else, so you can. Being rearward, you can. Mm-hmm. We determine that's for melee when I'm determining. You can shoot whoever you want.
Yeah.
But there is an archer back there.
There's an awfully outnumbered hobbit in the melee. Not 10.
Okay, so who has what on them right now?
Warg, 2 orcs, big orc.
And which of those are damaged currently?
Big orc, one of the orcs. No.
No.
One of his orcs. The warg is pretty badly damaged.
I guess I will shoot one of the orcs who is damaged.
Okay, that would be 1 at Jax. Yep.
Sorry, it just makes more sense.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. 18. That'll hit, and that'll drop.
So that was one of the two.
Yeah, it was 3 DI.
Okay. Yep. Was it the one that I already hit?
Yes.
Okay,
so that's that. So they get to fight back. There's only one left on you, so he'll still swing. This is Jagged Knife.
I'm Sauron.
Ooh, ouch.
And you can see this.
So that will hit.
This Danish archer dude.
I need you to make a protection test.
I'm sorry?
Make a protection test. So what is your armor rating?
My armor rating is 3D.
Okay, so roll the feat die plus three sixes. And you have to get 15 or better.
Okay, and then I add the plus one to the headgear.
So,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
14 or better?
Yep.
That's a Gandalf, a 6, a 5, a 3, and then a plus one.
Yeah. So he really, like, hits you solidly, but your armor glanced to the side, so it didn't go in. But you still take
you pull
3 points of endurance.
Oh, no, not 3 points of endurance. Whatever am I going to... Oh, sorry.
No, that's not. Oh, because he got the edge on the weapon. Okay. So you guys would do that if you were looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. So far, every time we've gotten that or higher, it just died. So it just doesn't matter.
The warg on the Pulse Slayer. 8. 13. 6 plus your parry
is 12.
Okay, so he will hit you.
Yep.
For 5 points.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
No. No, that's not right. For tribute level, which is 3 points. 2 orcs on the Hobbit.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta hit a...
Jagged knife.
A...
So 9 plus 18. Your parry.
18.
Big money, big money. No whammies. Oh, look at that. That's right. Gonna hit. I would like
good night, boys.
Make your protection test, please. DC 14.
That is a 3! 7!
Alright, you suffer a wound.
Ooh,
that hurts. Who's my buddy?
Not me!
Can I have multiple wounds? Or is it...
Wounded character has received a life-threatening blow, an opening wound, or other critical injury. When a hero is wounded for any reason, you check the wounded box on the character sheet.
That escalated quickly. I believe your intestines are...
Being wounded does not have any immediate consequences on the fighting performance of a character.
No!
As is a warrior's prerogative that of being able to endure such pain, but an injury puts a character in danger of being knocked out of combat. When a character whose wounded box has become checked is wounded again, he immediately becomes unconscious.
Nice knowing you.
I'm assuming I took some endurance
damage. You're going to take 3.
Alright.
When you're reduced to 0 endurance, you pass out and drop unconscious.
Okay.
Character's wounded box was already checked is killed immediately when he receives another wound and is reduced to 0 endurance points at the same time.
But he's dead.
Okay. Alright, bring attack. On the second hit!
That's going to be a big one.
Whiff!
Big orc fighting you, sir.
You...
Vandor
bravely fell down
can't
under
touch
that
this.
Knife strike.
Oh, York stabs you in the gullet. Him, I mean. 17, so you're going to have a parry of 8 or less?
A parry of 8 or less? Yes, 7.
Okay. So he will hit you with a spear, and that's an edge. So 4 endurance, and a protection test, please.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Protection is 3 dice.
I need another die.
Your target is a 12.
Good.
Okay. So you manage to shrug off the blow before it pierces your armor.
Good.
One archer left. What the hell is shooting at you?
Who?
You.
Me?
Okay. 8 will miss. Would anyone like to change their stance? Now is the time.
No?
Nope.
I'm okay.
All right. I'm good.
That was a fluke. Carl's fine.
We currently have...
Just knock the wind out of you.
You know something? 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't need that kidney.
Lorg will still fight you.
For God's sake.
What do you need?
That was my lunch!
One of the goblins fighting the hobbit will come at you, the barding.
Ha!
So I'm going to draw this line over here.
I thought I had 2 orcs.
You had 2 orcs. I'm sorry. I keep thinking of those goblins because they're the small guys. In this fight. So one of the orcs fighting the hobbit is going to move to fight the barding because he thinks the hobbit's done for. He saw him get stuck. He thinks, I'm wasting my time here. That guy over there has actually got armed.
Okay.
Otherwise, unchanged.
I just want to keep it.
However, you have the initiative. So, Jack, would you like to attack? You have 2 orcs in front of you again.
I'm going to slice me off some orc.
Your target is 9.
The other way.
Edge.
Okay. Yeah. What was your total roll?
Their milk.
16. With, okay, so that and I hit the edge, so.
So, six, did no, you get any extraordinary successes?
No.
Okay. What's your weapon damage?
Tough 7.
Tough in the fiber. We are chewy.
Enhanced to make a protection. What is the wound or the
injury?
Injury. Yes.
18.
18. That will not do it. So, he is wounded. You stuck him and he's gushing blood from his guts. But he's not quite dead.
He's not Sir. Dead yet.
Ward.
Okay.
Once again. Gandalf and a great success.
He's down.
Okay.
Ward for dinner. Hobbit, you got one orc in
still
front of
outnumbered, right?
Licking your blood off his knife.
That's my blood! Give it back!
Licking your blood out of your wound.
Ooh, Gandalf.
Gandalf. Nice.
You
so,
strangle
edge.
With your own intestine.
Okay.
So, 5 damage.
Okay.
And the injury is 14.
He is not injured. But he does take the 5. Sir.
9.
That will not hit. Mr. Archer.
I will shoot the orc on the puppet.
Okay.
Yowza.
That would be an extraordinary success.
He's down. Okay, that'll hit you. Can you make a protection test, Jack?
I'm sorry?
Protection test.
How did that hit him?
How does it...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a fail.
That's a 10. Yeah, that's not going to hit you. Warg on you is gone. There's another goblin on you. Yes, orc, whatever. Sorry. 17 with a great success.
That's on me?
No, it's on you.
Oh.
Yes, but that just means it's a 3 plus 2, so you take 5 endurance from that.
Okay.
Alright, he's got a jagged knife.
Does he not... Okay. So my parry doesn't factor in?
Do you have a parry 11 or greater?
No.
Okay, never mind then. He rolled pretty well.
How much did you say?
5.
Okay. Not going to hit you, right? So your parry is higher than 4.
Yes.
Okay. The other guy will shoot at you. And miss. Alright, anyone want to change their stance?
No.
Nope.
Okay, Jack, take a swing. You got 2 gorks on you.
Okay, now just to make sure.
Actually, there's only 4 guys left, so you can divide them up however you
burning
want.
Burning the fellowship hope points, or just burning a hope point does what now?
You would add your body.
Okay.
Or if it's a favorite weapon, your favorite body to your attack roll.
All right.
And
how much do we want to kill this guy?
Right now, we think you can do it. Well, double check the rules, but you can do it after the result,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you don't have to do it until you know you need it. Who are you attacking?
11, and I'm attacking, I don't know, who's in front of me?
Whoever you want. You outnumber them, so there's 2 orcs, a big orc and a goblin.
I'll go after big boy.
Okay. You are going to have to hit 6 plus 6 is 12.
I'm 1 shy.
So now you can use a hole point.
Is that all right?
Did you use a hole point already?
Yes, no.
You have to use one of your own hole points.
Yeah, you have to use one of your own before you can use your parties.
Then I'll do that.
Okay.
And that adds 4, so that'd be...
That would hit.
Hit?
Yep.
That's another 7.
Did you have a success on there, or did you roll a second, or no?
I was 1 shy of a success.
But did you get
but
a
did you
6
get 6?
On any of the dice?
No.
I was thinking of a previous roll that I saw.
Okay. Mike, who would you like to kill?
I
went after Big Boy.
Beating on Big Boy. I'll try to finish the job, I guess. Ooh.
You had 1 job!
Did you just cut your foot off? That isn't...
8.
I will spend a group hope point. With people spend.
That'll get you up to 11.
Is that a favorite weapon? Now?
8 and 6, because I'm using a favorite weapon, the sport team.
Okay.
So, 7.
Yeah.
That'll drop.
He's down to 4.
Ah, oh, dang.
You cleave him in twain.
Okay.
Aha, twain.
You guys, you got 2 orcs left and a goblin archer in the back.
They get to go before me.
Yeah.
One of the orcs is wounded, right?
Yes.
I charge him.
Actually, both of them are.
I charge the more wound-located one. And I completely miss.
And you trip.
Very well.
I skitter to a stop at his ankles.
Let's see if Elf can succeed where Hobbit has failed.
11?
No. Damn. Sir. 12 to 15.
Not such.
Can I use my stealth to camouflage myself?
So, just to be clear, the group fellowship points come back every session?
Yes.
Can I use one of those? We got four to burn. Can I use one of those to get this guy and kill him? Because that'll give me another 5 on my 7 on my hit, which will put me over.
Yeah, that looks good for me.
Okay. Yeah. You drop one of the orcs. Mm-hmm. Or the goblins. Or gorks. Whatever the fuck.
They're gorks. Or goblins.
Alright.
Who was that again?
Yes. That was the archer.
Okay.
I'm doing that out of order.
The 2 sixes, and then it was like, kept going. I was like,
yeah, that's nothing. There's an orc with 1 hit point left and an archer, so you guys can pop that up. We're not going to have to play that out.
Unless he rolls really good number bone.
I got a Gandalf.
I've got nothing. Again.
I kill an orc.
You know, I started out so well. Like, every other roll is a Gandalf, and for the last half of this, as soon as we hit combat.
You're surprised?
Not really, no.
Did anyone have Carl as their fellowship focus?
No.
No.
No. I didn't pick.
I think everybody's smart enough not to do that.
Well, you said, and I quote, Nick, why doesn't everybody just pick him? We'll just hide him in a tree or something.
Ironically, he was in a tree.
Not exactly hiding.
He didn't stay there, though.
The plan was to keep him out of combat.
Your job is to not get wounded.
I shall smite thee with my mighty one.
So, you did not take a wound.
I did not take a wound, no.
So if my focus did not take a wound or did not get hit, do I get a point?
It records 1 point of hope at the end of a session if his fellowship focus wasn't wounded or otherwise harmed during play.
Otherwise harmed?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't spend any hope either.
I did. Endurance doesn't matter, right?
No.
Okay.
Because you would just get that back to the end of the
game. Otherwise harm would be like going to zero endurance.
So if you spent a point of hope and your fellowship focus did not get wounded, you would get that point of hope.
Now. Okay.
So he was the only wounded Ryan.
Oh.
No one had him as a
fighter. And we'll deal with the in-game ramifications of the combat next time.
Yes, the folks will be here next time.
Mister, I stayed in the back the whole time, and I didn't really want to bother. We'll become the heroes.
Just for one day. The Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast is brought to you by Baron Von Productions. The One Ring and The Darkening of Mirkwood are published by Cubicle 7 Games, which are not affiliated with or in any way endorse this podcast. To find out more about the campaign, about Cubicle 7, or about the players or characters in the game, check out www.chippewavalleygeek.com.